From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. When two Miami drug dealers were acquitted of federal trafficking charges by a jury in 1996, the U.S. attorney there was despondent and, after drowning his sorrows all too publicly, quit. Then it turned out that the jury foreman had been bribed. He was tried and convicted. The two drug dealers ultimately went to prison for that scheme. Now another juror in the original case has come forward admitting that she too was bribed, and she claims that yet another juror was bribed. Reporter Larry Lebowitz writes about this in the Miami Herald and joins us from the federal courthouse in Miami. Larry Lebowitz, just how rigged was that 1996 trial?
As we keep finding out, more and more rigged as time goes on. The original foreman, Mr. Moya, took over $500,000 and stupidly and extravagantly spent it, bought houses, boats, all kinds of jewelry and gifts, etc. We're coming to find out now that two other jurors also received money during the time that the case was being presented to the jury and even after the deliberations were completed.
Is it your understanding that the various jurors who were bribed in this case knew that other jurors were also bribed?
It's starting to look that way, that the foreman essentially recruited a lady friend on the panel and funneled some money to her. Independent of that, another juror was also recruited and given money, but she had not spoken with the foreman about the fact that they both had been paid off.
Tell us about the juror who says that she was bribed, and what is her status right now?
She is cooperating with authorities. Her name's Gloria Alba. She is admitting to essentially taking $260,000 over a period of years, $1,000 here, $2,000 there.
And what led her to cooperate with authorities about this?
As in most cases, she eventually got caught. The FBI had convicted a Miami realtor who was friends with the drug dealers, who then flipped on another friend. This other guy happened to know Gloria Alba, the juror. As time went on, the friend of the realtor got stung, and then he wore a wire, and the FBI came in and convinced Ms. Alba that it was time for her to cooperate as well.
What is the sense there in Miami that this was one odd trial in which two big-time drug dealers with a tremendous amount of money to burn could buy a jury acquittal? Or is there a sense this is a big problem, that many drug dealers can bribe jurors and get away with things?
The drug dealers in this case were on a level much higher than anyone else. They may not be well-known outside of Miami, but these were sort of the Miami Vice models. Their names are Willie Falcone and his high school dropout buddy, Salvador Magluta. Willie and Sal, as they're known locally. They were essentially transportation captains for the Colombians, and they would bring in tons and tons of coke. Essentially, Mr. Magluta, is the way it's turning out, while he was in prison, would use all kinds of sources, means to funnel messages out, encourage witnesses not to testify, paying off their family and friends, encouraging other people to lie. Several witnesses were murdered prior to trial. The feds accused Mr. Magluta of ordering those things. They did not convict him on that, but they have convicted many of the shooters for doing it on their behalf. So is this a typical Miami corruption case? No. Willie and Sal were a lot different.
Now, take us back. The U.S. attorney in 1996 was Kendall Coffey, and this this case was his undoing.
It turned out to be. Mr. Coffey did not directly prosecute it, but this was the biggest loss of any drug case the Department of Justice had ever suffered. And Mr. Coffey took it very hard and very personally, and shortly after the verdicts, took his sorrows for a swim, went to a South Miami strip club, and ended up having an altercation with an adult entertainer shortly after buying a $900 bottle of champagne on his credit card. And a police report got taken because the lady claimed that she'd been bitten on the arm, and it turned into a big mess, and Mr. Coffey had to resign. He has since resurrected a fine legal career here in the Miami area, and he's actually a very fine lawyer who made a very bad public mistake.
Larry Lebowitz, thank you very much for talking with us today. The reporter Larry Lebowitz of the Miami Herald speaking to us from the federal courthouse in Miami.